You're listening to Mind Funnel. Mind, what's that? It's Mind Funnel. Hey, did you hear it's Mind Funnel? Mind Funnel.
It's Mind Funnel, the special Easter episode. Got some good stuff for you tonight. You are listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio on unceded Kazia territory of the Gitumden Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. That was some Fear Factory there with the Resurrection. That's the Easter theme for you. Gonna hear some industrial metal tonight and a little bit of other death metal that I really love. Hope you guys had a fabulous long weekend if you had one.
Yeah.
right, obligatory message. Just listener advisory. The art you're about to hear may contain explicit content or content not suitable for you. So, maybe just a little bit of self-reflection. If you hear something that isn't quite your jam, just think why. What's so bothersome about it? Oh, God. I love that song. That was The Crown with Total Satan. That's just to kick off the Easter special in the best way possible. I love that song. I think it's just they're kind of messing around. It's a Swedish death metal band. They're kind of just playing into the, you know, what people think of metal and what people think of people who write death metal. And it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, as a lot of metal is. So I find that quite amusing. You know, as far as I know, they're not all... they're not all down worshipping Satan, but they do like to kind of mess with people, and I think they feel they're edgy. Hey, I mean, maybe I think I'm edgy too. I don't know. I'm sorry about that. This is also, song is also called Resurrection by Chimera.
Slipping. All I last knew.
So I had to look this up, like, where does the tradition of the egg Easter egg hunt come from? I might have known at some point, but had to look that up again, because what the heck is that all about? So let me look at my phone here. Some people suggest that the origin of the Easter egg hunt dates back to the late 16th century, when the Protestant reformer Martin Luther organized egg hunts for his congregation. The men would hide the eggs for the women and children to find. This is a nod to the story of the resurrection, in which the empty tomb was discovered by women. So that's the egg hunt. And why eggs? Let me see. Oh, at some point in the 17th century, apparently, the rabbits were introduced, and I'm not really sure why rabbits. It seems kind of trippy to me. But the egg itself became a symbol of the resurrection. Just as Jesus rose from the tomb, the egg symbolized new life emerging from the eggshell. Apparently, in the Orthodox tradition, eggs are painted red to symbolize the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. Sweet. The egg coloring tradition has continued even to modern secular. Yeah, less bloody less bloody eggs, more like decorative eggs. That's kind of cool. So, I don't know. Why don't you, next time you have an Easter egg, just cover the eggs in blood. That'll be kind of metal.
And you're out of control. Yeah, you fucking suck.
That was Quebec City's Lancaster with the Arrow. Pretty sweet new music out of Quebec there. Before that was two bands out of Vancouver. Big Strapping Young Lad with Far Beyond Metal and Zimmer's Hole with We Rule the Effing Land. Those are two hilarious bands. Lots of crossover in those two bands from Vancouver. Same drummer and a couple of other members. Hilarious to see live. That Lancaster band was just introduced to me by the folks here at CICK, so I thought I'd feature them. There's a song later on here in my show called Ravenstone by Lancaster as well. So always happy, always pretty stoked to listen to new Canadian metal. And so that sound of that previous song from Lancaster. It kind of reminds me of another band from Quebec who's actually also on my list. I'm not sure if I'll play them. I've got time to play them, but Voivod from Quebec. I think they're from Montreal. Just with those sort of non-distorted flat sort of vocals. They do that sort of weird thing as well, Voivod does. Pretty cool. I like that Lancaster stuff. I find that there's always bands out of Quebec seem to have a lot of this sort of religious undertone to them, sort of anti-establishment stuff, which is common with all metal. But something to do with Quebec and how they use their swear words, too. It's all religious, twist on religious undertones. So, thinking about Easter and Easter egg hunts, what are you hunting for? Are you looking for something? What are your Easter eggs, what are your metaphorical Easter eggs? It's just a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer me, but, what if we stopped looking for something and just, sat back a bit and let things come as they will and just sort of let go?
Yeah.
That was Sun Eater with Kingdom Falls, and before that was Torch. I'm not sure. With Letting Go. Yes, this is Voivod here in the background. Band out of Montreal. Cool, weird band. So before I forget, once again, you're listening to Mind Funnel on CICK 93.9 FM. And this is Torbjorn here. I don't have an MC or DJ name, but maybe I should start to go by MC Thunderbear. Yeah, like these guys just sound like they're from Montreal. In a good way. Ooh, oh man, I forgot to thank our sponsors. Thank you to Babin Animal Hospital. I always choose them. Actually, I don't always choose them. I also choose Mountain Eagle Books. They're also great. Both of them get a shout out. Babin Animal is on Railway Ave. Mountain Eagle Books is on 3rd Ave.
Flam.
Sounds surrounds the ice.
Yes, take it away, Lancaster. Very Megadeth, sort of 80s, 90s flavor. I like it. Ooh, so here we've got Halux with None, N-O-N-E, that is. They're a band out of Vancouver, ripping up the metal scene here in BC. Ooh, yeah. Thanks for tuning in to Mind Funnel. Hope you enjoyed the special Easter episode. Some badass metal, a little bit of blood, some swear words. Ooh. Reference to Satan? Sheesh. Bringing in the cold-blooded metal. Actually, I decided to switch this. I love this band, Halux. I'll probably pay more of them because they're out of Vancouver and I want to go see them, but I'm going to wrap the show up with Skeleton Witch, Devouring Radiant Light, a song I really like, and that'll bring it to an end. So hope you tune in again to Mind Funnel.
fry.